getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Oh my, here we are off and running again. Another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour is just falling out of your radio all over the place today. Wow, another handful of great old-time polka records, waltz records, whatever, to get in here in the next hour. Thank you for joining us for another show. Us, it's just me in here. I always say us. It's just me and the cat, but I'll tell you about that later. But we've got another batch of records to play for you today. Is there anything I'm supposed to remember to tell you right off the bat? Our program brought to you by MelaniesMusicLessons.com, of course. We'll tell you more about that later on in the show. What else we got going on? Let's see. I imagine by now everybody survived Valentine's Day, so that's good. We've passed the halfway point of February, which as far as I'm concerned means that much closer to spring, and I'm pretty happy about that. Spring and birds and chirping and happiness and all that stuff, and gosh, that just happens to lead us right into the Singing Birds Polka, doesn't it? I think it does. From Elizabeth, New Jersey, here's Old Country getting things rolling on Tim's Oompa Hour.
Że on myśli o mnie, żebym ja wiedziała, żebym ja wiedziała, że on myśli o mnie.
The Singing Birds Polka there, and Old Country, the name of the outfit. That did not sound like a country song to me. It didn't sound all that old, and I don't know if birds can sing in Polish. Those are the questions we have after the first song of the day already, huh? It's going to be a long show. I can see that already. I mentioned earlier the cat. I always say, I talk like sometimes there's more than just me here. It's like the only radio studio in the world that actually has a studio cat, who is normally not allowed in the actual studio part, but every now and then you hear her out at the door. And sometimes she's learned to reach up and rattle the doorknob like, let me into the room. So she knows there's some fun going on here. And you can't bring the cat into a radio studio because there's all kinds of wires and knobs and equipment. And it's like a field day for a cat when she gets in here. So I don't know. Maybe one day we'll have to see if we can't go remote live out into the hallway and talk to the cat. But she's out there because she's rattling at the door here. And we can't let her. Her name is Prada, by the way. You know, like the Devil Wears Prada. And that was the name she came with. She was a rescue as a kitten, and she's been around for like 9 or 10 years now. So, yeah, there's a studio cat here, but we keep her in the hallway when we're doing the show because she won't go down into anywhere else when there's action going on in the studio. All right, back to the music. I think we should. I have the Eddie Foreman Orchestra on the way next with the Play a Song for Me Polka.
Yashu, but I called him Music Man. Now Music Man is loved by everyone he knew. And Music Man sang songs and he played the squeeze box too.
Play a song for me, Music Man, Music Man. Play a song for me and I'll sing. Play a song for me, Music Man, Music Man. Play a song, let your squeeze box play.
Almost every day, we'd sit and drink the pee-ball that Music Man had made. Then he'd take his squeeze box down and ask me if I'd sing. And he would play the squeeze box, and we'd sing all day.
Play a song for me, Music Man, Music Man. Play a song for me, and I'll sing. Play a song for me, Music Man, Music Man. Play a song, let your squeeze box.
Now that I am grown, all I have are memories. Old Music Man is gone, but he left me his squeeze box, and it always takes me back. And every time I play it, I still hear Music Man.
Play a song for me, Music Man, Music Man. Play a song for me, and I'll sing. Play a song for me, Music Man, Music Man. Play a song, let your squeeze box.
The Eddie Foreman Orchestra, Play a Song for Me Polka, here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. We're just sitting here spinning all these great old-time records for you today. We have Ivan Kale on the way here in just a second. But before we get to that, I need to remind you of several things. This is what we call the bookkeeping segment of the show. If you'd like to request a song or you'd like to get in touch with us, there are now two ways to do that. You can always email oompahour@mail.com. Very simple. It's just oompahour@mail.com, or you can now find us on Facebook, just facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. Of course, no punctuation, no apostrophe, no spaces, just facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. You'll find the show there, too. You can always post your requests, your questions, your comments, whatever you like. Like they say, be sure to like us on Facebook. So there, that's a little bit of the bookkeeping out of the way. Let's get some Ivan Kale records now. You think I would know how to talk by now after all these years. Anyway, it's kind of hopeless. Here's the Hopeless Polka. It's I love it. It's Ivan the Great Ivan Cale with Roger Cubes on concertina, and here's the Hopeless Polka. Ah, there we go. Ivan Cale the Great. Ivan the Great says right on the record. Ivan the Great there. And the Hopeless Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. You know, every now and then, now, the neat thing about polka records and old-time records was that in most cases, and you know, you can't really say in all cases because you did have a lot of major label stuff like Frankie Yankovic, stuff like that. But for the most part, they were independent productions done in small recording studios, put on small record labels. Sometimes, you know, the guys in the band would all throw some cash into the pot to get a little studio time and press up a bunch of 45s or whatever. So they had the ability to be topical sometimes. You know, something interesting would happen in the news or, you know, historically or whatever. And an old-time band could whip up a song and get into the studio and put it out while it was still a current event. And I see that a lot as we go through the records. I know we've talked about some others on the show. And I do not specifically remember the record I am about to play. So we could be, you know, in for a surprise. But back in the 1970s, well, like 1978, 79, somewhere around there, we had the first Polish Pope. And as you can imagine, that was kind of a big deal in the Polish community and reflected in some songs at the time. And I have a record here called the John Paul II Polka. The weirder thing is it's by Vlasta and her altar boys. And it really, is there any way that I'm going to let this record just go by the wayside without being played? I don't think so.
From the Vatican to Ireland,
There we go, Vlasta and the Altar Boys there, and the John Paul II Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show, and I would venture to say the only place where you're going to hear that song, huh? So there you go, a little more history documented and saved into the culture of old-time music. All right, we got a Marv Herzog record coming up. I think, you know, it seems like we played a lot of Marv Herzog records, which is perfectly fine with me, but it just seems to me, I don't know, I have a lot of them. I think that has something to do with it. But anyway, he's going to do Put Your Arms Around Me, Honey, coming up here in just a second after I tell you about melaniesmusiclessons.com. Of course, if you might have a desire to learn to play the accordion or the piano or the electronic keyboard, or you would like to learn a little music theory, Melanie can help you out. She does the lessons live via Skype on the internet. So it's like she's, you know, like right there in the room with you, except she's not, except she is, because she's on your computer. She could see you, you could see her, you're interacting live. It's kind of like on the Jetsons. Remember when Rosie used to call George, or not Rosie, but what was his wife's name? Rosie was the robot. Jane was his wife's name. That's it. She would call on the TV thing and they would talk to each other. Same deal, except with an accordion. That would be something, huh? The Jetsons could play the accordion. Anyway, Melanie can help you out if you would like to learn. She's been giving music lessons for over 30 years, so you know she's good at it, or she wouldn't still be doing it. She would have given up by now. But more than 30 years of teaching experience, good professional music lessons, and you can try the first one for free. First lesson free, there's no obligation. So find out more at melaniesmusiclessons.com. Very easy, all the information's there. You can even find some links to Melanie playing some tunes on the accordion on her YouTube channel, so check it out. Melaniesmusiclessons.com, bringing you the Oompa Hour each and every week right here wherever you happen to be listening right now. All right, let's get rolling here. Marv Herzog of the band, here's Put Your Arms Around Me, Honey. ¶¶ There we go. Marv Herzog, put your arms around me, honey, here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, and I was just checking because I played that, and I thought, that sounds like, you know, really familiar. And, you know, I keep track of all these songs, and I was like, hey, we played that one about 3 months ago. So, hey, now you got to hear it again. There are very few songs that have been repeated so far here on the Oompa Hour since our inaugural program. And that is now one of them. So anyway, still a great tune, Marv Herzog, here on the Oompa Hour. And I think we should just probably press on at this point. I don't know, I got to tidy up again. The records are getting out of control. We need more counter space in this studio is what it comes down to. But while I work on these record piles that are falling over, let's hear the John Jeske Band and a good old-fashioned polka.
Old-fashioned polka. A good old-fashioned polka will play the music loud and clear. A good old-fashioned polka. A good old-fashioned polka.
It's the John Jeske Band there on a good old-fashioned polka on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. On the way, I found what appears to be a pretty worn-out Lawrence Welk and a Champagne Music record featuring Myron Florin, but we're not going to play that one yet because I have this other record that I found first. And I have to play them in the order that I find them because otherwise I get horribly confused. I have Lil Wally. I noticed with Lil Wally, the guy made like a million records and they're all great. But he changed the name of the band that played with him. And I don't know if the band lineup really changed with him. Sometimes, especially the older records, Lil Wally and his Harmony Boys. This one happens to, or it'll say Lil Wally the Polka King or Lil Wally America's Polka King. This one is Lil Wally and America's Greatest Polka Band. And you can't argue with that. Here's the Happy Times Polka. All right, that's America's greatest polka band, according to the record label there, and the Peanuts Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I told you I had just stumbled across this Lawrence Welk 45 here. It looks like it's been played a lot, so it's got to be a great song. So that's kind of says released October 3rd, 1957. The Laughing Polka, Lawrence Welk and his Champagne Music, featuring Myron Florin. Wonderful, the Laughing Polka with Myron Florin and his accordion there, and what a trombone player too. Yeah, that's my very bad Lawrence Welk impression. Larry Welk is Champagne Music of Myron Florin and the Laughing Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Peanuts Polka. Now, there's a standard. Everybody immediately recognizes the Peanuts Polka when they hear it, even if they don't like polka music. And no matter who's playing it, and you may not know the name of it, but it seems like everybody recognizes the tune. And we have yet to play. We've played many versions of the Peanuts Polka here on the show, but we haven't played the Art Perko version until now.
We'll be right back.
It's Art Perko and his orchestra and the Peanuts Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. And don't forget, you know, you can always get your requests in simply by dropping us an email to oompahour@mail.com. We love to get your emails, see if we can't get those songs on for you. And also be sure to look us up on Facebook, too, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. Just like us on Facebook, because we're so happy when we see people liking us. You know, we always try to get a waltz in a show. Don't know if this is a waltz because I don't remember this particular version of this song. I have Jimmy Maupin and his orchestra here. Recorded this record over in Wisconsin, and it's You Can't Be True, Dear, which is a song, you know, one of those standards we all know. And I've known bands to do it as a polka and a waltz, if that's even possible. And I'm going to try it here, and we'll see if it meets our waltz requirement, our minimum. You know, there's like the daily minimum required. You know, vitamin A, vitamin B, and iron, and all that. There's a minimum required. Same thing with the show. There's a minimum required waltz quotient here, and there's got to be a waltz in every show, at least one. So let's find out if this meets that particular need or not. Jimmy Maupin and his orchestra. Here is You Can't Be True, Dear. The arrangement on that one. I'm glad it turned out to be a waltz, too, because now the pressure is off to get a waltz into the show this week. Jimmy Maupin and his orchestra. And I got to tell you, see, now I'm doing this show. I have headphones on where you're probably listening in speakers somewhere. You might have those little earbuds in listening on your iPod or something. But there were a couple of organ notes in that song that made my teeth hurt. I am not kidding. I don't know how that happens. It just went in my headphones and came out my teeth. It was like, yowzers. So anyway, there you go. You Can't Be True, Dear, here at Tim's Oompa Hour. And let's see if we can just keep cramming the songs in here this week, huh? I have Walter Lesniak at his orchestra, and we love you all.
Thank you. love you, Jenny. Oh, yes, we do. We love you, Jenny. Oh, yes, we do. We love you, Jenny. We do. Oh, Jenny, we love you. We love you, Carol. Oh, yes, we do. We love you, Carol. Oh, yes, we do. We love you, Carol. We do.
We go with Walter Lesniak and his orchestra. We love you all here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Now, I don't know about you, but way back when I was a kid, and this was, you know, way back when I was a kid, we used to have a vacation Bible school in the summertime at church. And I am not kidding. We sang that same song, except we sang, "We love you, Jesus. Oh, yes, we do." Do you remember that? Was I like the only one? I think that was a thing. Now I see, then I get curious. Was it originally a church song and they changed it for the polka? Or was it originally something else and we made it into a church song? Because I've seen it go either way. So that was a weird kind of flashback thing going on for me there. So, all right, let us press on. Now this, I don't like to complain a lot. But somewhere, someplace, somebody, they put out this record. And that's just fine. But whose idea was it to have a dark red label? And I mean dark red, not like ox blood, you know, like dark, like burgundy dark red. And then put black lettering on it. How do they expect somebody who's had two eye surgeries wearing reading glasses to read this darn record? I had to take it over by the window in the sunlight and squint to be able to make this out. And then I had to be able to read Teresa Zapolska and the Frank Wojnarowski Orchestra. That's what I had to read. And I was originally going to play the B-side, which is the Smile Polka. And I thought after all that work, I may as well play the A side, which obviously they considered to be the better side, hence making it the A side. So here it is. I'm proud to be Polish Polka.
We have Chopin, Kościuszko, Pułaski, Curie, Paderewski, Piłsudski, and such. With their great minds so strong, we are proud to belong to ancestors who've given so much. I'm proud to be Polish, I'm proud as can be. I am proud of the work we have done. I'm proud to be Polish, just look back and see that as Poles we are second to none. We have great men behind us, every foe. We will teach all to know that our bloodline is linked with the best. I'm proud to be Polish, I'm proud as can be. I am proud of the work we have done. I'm proud to be Polish, just look back and see that as Poles we are second to none. I'm proud as can be. I am proud of the work we have done. I'm proud to be Polish. Just look back and see that as Poles we are second to none.
Oh, there we go. Teresa Zapolska and the Frank Wojnarowski Orchestra. And proud to be Polish here on Tim's Oompa Hour. And I should get some kind of a prize just for figuring out how to read the label on that record. It's a perfectly good record. Just bad art design, man. Somebody, they should not be allowed to have black ink on dark red labels. That's all I got to say. Because when your old polka eyes are trying to read the labels, it's a tough job. And I got that record going and I thought, fine, there's another great Polish record. We have a lot of them and I love them. And I suddenly thought, I really need a Six Fat Dutchman record now to counterbalance this, just to mix it up a little bit again here. We tried to get them all. I wish I could find more Czech and Slav records, and I'm not finding any, and it may just because I'm in northern Minnesota and there aren't that many records. I don't know, but if you have some bands that you know of that I could track down the records, I don't care if I have to go on eBay or something and buy some more records. That's perfectly fine. Just remember, email oompahour@mail.com. We'll get them for you. All right. So while that was playing, I did find a Six Fat Dutchman record. And since I'm in Minnesota, we're going to hear the Minnesota Polka here in just a second after I tell you once again about melaniesmusiclessons.com. Maybe you would like to learn to play, huh? Maybe you know somebody who might want to learn how to play. Melanie could hook you up. She gives accordion, piano, and keyboard lessons. She teaches music theory. She's an experienced music teacher, more than 30 years of experience, so you get a good quality professional music lesson, and you do it while you're sitting in your house or at work. Or while you're on vacation, sitting. Imagine this. You could be sitting on a beach in Mexico, enjoying a piña colada with your accordion. Okay, I'm really drawing a picture here. As the sun is shining and the sandy beaches and girls in their bikinis are walking by, or for you ladies, men in their little Speedos are walking by with their big muscular sweaty chests. And if you have access to the internet, oh, quite a picture we paint. If you have access to the internet with your, say you have a phone or an iPad or an Android or whatever device that hooks you up, if you can run Skype, you can take a music lesson any place you are, because that's how Melanie does it. Live interactive video lessons. Find out more at melaniesmusiclessons.com. All the information is right there, okay? Melaniesmusiclessons.com. Ah, the only one in Jamaica on the beach with his accordion taking a lesson. I think that would be great. If you do that, by the way, I want to know about it. All right, let's get some little German-style polka here from Minnesota, nonetheless. Actually, from New Ulm, Minnesota. And I'm a lot of miles from there because I'm way up north and that's way down south. I'm 300 miles away from New Ulm. But, man, do they have a great polka fest down there every year. But anyway, here are the Six Fat Dutchmen and the Minnesota Polka. Thank you. It's Six Fat Dutchman and the Minnesota Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I'm looking at the old clock on the wall thinking we're getting really, really close to being out of time, but I think if I stop talking, I can fit in one more song today. Here's the Laletchka Polka with the Soundabouts.
As can be, and we call her Laletchka. She's always in a fight, she keeps us up all night, but we call her Laletchka. She's always in a fight, she keeps us up all night, still we call her Laletchka. And we call her Laletchka. She argues day and night, she thinks she's always right, but we call her Laletchka. She argues day and night, she thinks she's always right, but we call her Laletchka. As can be, and we call her Laletchka. She's always in a fight, she keeps us up all night, but we call her Laletchka. She's always in a fight, she keeps us up all night, still we call her Laletchka.
And there are the Soundabouts with Laletchka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. And gosh, that wraps up another show already, if you can imagine that. So hang on to your hats. I'm going to dust off the records. We'll be back and start all over again next week.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio, a beautiful downtown Bovee, Minnesota, and brought to you by MelaniesMusicLessons.com. Back to do it again next week, same time, same station. We'll see you then. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.